Get started on the right track. Keep it locked to The Drive with James Curtis. Listen every weekday morning on Joy Radio.
Chatting with Niall Motormouth Jenkins from Car Connection. How's it going, Niall?
Very good. How about you, James?
Doing good. Looking forward to the weekend. There's not enough weekends in the year, you know?
Never is. What is a weekend? Because I work weekends.
Well, you got to take a break. Everybody needs a break.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Absolutely. You got to have some white space somewhere.
Exactly. So my question for you today, what is the most asked question you get on Car Connection?
Well, you know, that is a really good question. You know, being in our 28th year with Car Connection on Christian radio and the amount of emails we receive over the years, I'd have to say it would be this. What vehicle should I purchase?
How do you respond to something like that? Because everybody has their own tastes. They've got their own likes, dislikes. They've got their own preferences. They've got the, you know, certain features that they want, but they're just kind of giving you a generic, so what vehicle should I buy?
Well, for many years, I always had my top 10 picks, and I would share that, and then I'd talk about each one, and then you know what would happen is I'd say, would you please follow up with me and let me know which one in the top 10 you found to be the best for you?
And let me guess, either they never followed up, or they followed up to let you know it was not one of those vehicles in the top 10.
Exactly.
Right, of course.
That's exactly
it. Very predictable.
So then I rethought my answer on that, so then I came up with a really good answer. So ask me that question. Hey, Motormouth.
Thinking of buying a vehicle. What do you suggest? What should I get?
The one you like. Buy the one you like, but do your homework to certify that that particular vehicle that you're purchasing doesn't have a long track record of issues and things that continuously go wrong and take money out of your pocket needlessly. And number two, what's the resale value going to be in 5 years so you're not taking a bath on depreciation, but do your homework.
Even the reputation of the vehicle. If you talk to tow truck drivers or mechanics, you hear stories about, oh yeah, I'm familiar
pattern
with that
failures.
Model. Yeah, you know, this is known to happen with this particular vehicle, or I've heard about this. And
yeah, and I'd also say, you know, if you're gassing up your car, the one you currently have, and someone in the lineup has the vehicle that you have your eye on, take a minute, go over and say, how do you like this vehicle? Would you purchase it again?
Yeah.
And then listen, I said, there's a good piece of homework right there, because that person's going to tell you everything they don't like about it and everything they love about it, and that they would buy another one if it's that great.
Smart thinking, and it's a big investment. So
yes, it is.
Great advice. Great advice.
Huge.
You are back tomorrow morning at 7 to take more car questions. Hopefully not that one, because you've already answered it for us.
That's right.
So join Niall tomorrow morning for Car Connection at 7 a.m.
Yes, and the air holes will be out. The coffee will be on. So stop by and have a hot cup of joe with us at 7 a.m. Car Connection on Joy Radio.
Broadcasting to over 9 million people in Ontario is no small undertaking. For nearly 20 years, Joy Radio has been used by God to transform lives and save souls. We need your help to continue our mission. Please support our advertisers and programmers. Find a list of our ministry partners at joyradio.ca/support. Thanks for choosing Joy.